to shop their exclusive hometown collection, including Kenosha t-shirts, sweatshirts, books, and more. Now offering online ordering from Jack's Cafe, andreasgifts.com.
Support for classical music on WGTD comes from Piasecki Outhouse, honoring personal legacies and the circle of life. Allow the compassionate, caring staff at Piasecki Outhouse to take care of your funeral needs, serving the community since 1931.
This is WGTD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Dwayne Olson, a retired member of the teacher education faculty at UW Parkside, Karen Sconsert, an associate professor of education at Carthage College, Mike Kehoe, a retired substitute teacher and a current special education support volunteer at Bullen Middle School in Kenosha, Chuck Wolbers, a special education teacher with Kenosha Unified Successful Transitions for Exceptional Students Program, and Steve Brown, assistant professor of educational leadership at UW-Oshkosh. Now, here's today's Education Matters moderator.
Good morning. It's Jess for Education Matters on 91.1 WGTD HD. Happy September 2nd. And this morning we have a pretty different take on Education Matters, as today we're going to be speaking from those that have the importance of education right in their own hands. We're talking to the Mayor's Youth Commission award winners. There were 7 scholarships that were awarded, and this morning I have 3 of those 7 winners. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Please note, you can't nod into the microphone. The listeners won't be able to hear you, and we want to hear firsthand from you folks as to how you come to actually be awarded this commission scholarship. So first, we'll do a little background here. The Mayor's Youth Commission is a scholarship program that is based on nominations and is paid for through the Buy a Brick program. And the Buy a Brick program in Kenosha is a youth memorial program where participants, businesses, individual families can buy a brick, and those bricks get put into Wolfenbuttel Park downtown. And the idea was to continue the beautification and expansion of that park, as well as then with those funds contribute to the success of our youth in Kenosha. Did any of you know that before that was said?
Yeah.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Anybody know anyone who has bought a brick?
No.
Have you guys bought a brick?
No,
we haven't.
Natalie, how did you come to hear about the Buy a Brick, or you just did research after being awarded the scholarship?
Actually, I really do love Wolfenbuttel Park, and my family and I, we take frequent walks down by the lake, and so I saw the beautiful new bricks laid there, and so then we looked in the newspaper and found out that was how the scholarships were awarded.
And this scholarship program is a program to recognize youth in the community that is under the age of 21 for their activities, their achievements, ranging from helping others while continuing to promote, you know, a more well-founded community in Kenosha. So that means that you guys are pretty outstanding. So how I come to have you on my show today is back a couple weeks ago, I had been given the press release that came out. Did anybody read in the newspaper your press release that came out with your little blips about how awesome you guys are?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to take a second to introduce the 3 of you today and read, if the listeners had not gotten a chance to read that in the paper, what is, you know, said about you guys. So Natalie is the first winner of the Mayor's Youth Commission Scholarship. She's an incoming senior for Bradford High School and is an outstanding student who ranked first in her class with a 4.0 unweighted GPA. She's actively involved with her school in many areas, including theater arts, peer tutoring, choir, Battle of the Books, and the Thespian Society. She started a club at Bradford called Catholics in Action, wanting to be able to provide a safe space at school to discuss Catholicism, but also to maintain a high respect for all other world religions. She's also very busy in her community and has performed more than 290 hours of community service to date. Natalie has served the Girl Scouts at day camp by assisting with games, songs, and camp maintenance. She's served in the church choir in Kenosha Catholic Youth Ministries and has received many awards, including the Girl Scout Gold Award, the Presidential Volunteer Service Award, the Kenosha Unified Kindness Award, Spirit Alive Award, Prudent Spirit of Community Award, and Daughters of the American Revolution Award. Natalie has aided residents at Hospitality Manor Nursing Home, volunteered at St. Mary's Parish Festival, and helped out at the INS program. As a past member of Link Leaders, she assisted the freshman class and has gone on several mission trips with Kenosha Catholic Youth. Natalie has a warm personality and a passion for helping people as a fine role model for her peers. Our second guest with us today is Armin. Hi, Armin.
Hello.
And you are a recent graduate of Indian Trail High School and Academy. You'll be attending Carthage College this fall. And Armin is described by his teachers as a compassionate and well-rounded individual who has had made significant accomplishments throughout his school years. His years of service to his community include more than 100 hours of volunteering at the YMCA camp, the Wisconsin Marathon, and various other events. As a high school student, he was a member of the National Honor Society, took many accelerated core courses and advanced placement classes, and maintained a 3.7 GPA. Armin was involved in many extracurricular activities, including Key Club, Writing Club, and the Debate Club. He was selected to receive the MVP award in soccer, and in addition is a soccer official who was awarded the 2015-16 Soccer Referee of the Year award at Castle. Armin also has a second degree black belt in Taekwondo and has returned to Whittier several times to demonstrate Taekwondo to the current students. With plans to work in the health industry, Armin has volunteered at Kenosha Hospital to gain experience in the field and has enrolled in Carthage's nursing program. And our final guest with us today is Maylin. Hi, Maylin.
Hello.
And she's a recent graduate of Lakeview Technical Academy. Technology Academy, and was recognized for her community service, citizenship, and academic success. Maylin has overcome many obstacles and is a student who has committed herself to making her school and her community a better place. She volunteered at, and you're going to have to help me,
Anakiji.
Anakiji, an overnight summer camp, works with animals at the local Humane Society and wishes to continue her community service through the UNICEF program. Her academic accomplishments shine through in her AP and honors classes, not only in quantity, but also with quality. Maylin has won many awards, including MacGyver Award at Wisconsin State Fair Science Project Lead the Way and Harborside School Winner in KUSD's Art Fair. She's shown love of culture and traveling through a recent international internship in China and working with the UN, where she was aided by her fluency in many languages. Maylin has a passion to help others and hopes to have a full-time career with the United Nations someday. She always pushes herself to do her best and has displayed positive creativity through her artwork, music, and contributions to many clubs and extracurriculars. You'll attend Madison in the fall. All right. So, after saying that mouthful of all of your accomplishments, I want to ask, why have each of you chosen to be so very active? What pushes you to want to do that for your community and for yourselves?
Well, I think for me, service is so important because so many people have served me, which sounds super cliche, but it's very true. Through the volunteer of other individuals in the community, I've learned to grow as an intellectual, as a human being who just cares about other people. And it's always been my firm belief that when I serve the community, it's not just about doing things that will help them, just like serving food at the INS program or just helping girls at a Girl Scout camp. It's about showing people that you care, because I think that goes a really long way in the life and development of a human being. And so when you show someone that you care about them, you're helping them grow and helping them to realize the potential that they have in their own lives. And for me, that's just the most rewarding thing in the entire world.
Like Natalie said, when I help other people, I always like to see the smiles that come off their faces when I'm done. And it really goes a long way when you're not the only one helping someone as well. And then it also encourages the people that you're helping to carry on the kindness that you have given.
For me, it's the same way, basically. I love seeing, like, people's reactions when I help them. It makes me very happy. And I love just giving back to the community because I think I grow better as a person also.
So each of you focused, you know, after reading those blips, and I've read this over and over and over again because I'm just kind of still in shock and awe at how much all of you guys do. And it kind of made me reflect a little bit being in high school and then in college, and I was like, if I had to, like, write all the stuff I've done, I don't know if I'd remember because it doesn't feel like work. This, you know, if somebody reads that, they're like, wow, these people put in a lot of work to do stuff. But each of you have chosen different things to be active, which made me kind of seek you out. You know, you, Armand, with your emphasis on healthcare, and then Natalie, you're all over the place. But Malin, you in language, like, how many languages do you know?
I'm fluent in Mandarin, Chinese, and English, and then I also took 3 years of Spanish.
Wow. And so I'm going to ask to each of you,
sure,
why and how did you get involved in what you got involved in? How did you pick up language? How did that become something? And, like, the UN, that's awesome. Like, swish.
Well, for me, it was my love of travel and love of different cultures. My family, we invest most of our money into traveling, so we've been to many different places, and I've just seen all the different cultures and how diverse the world is, and that made me just love, like, languages. And at Madison, I'll be studying international studies and international business, so it just kind of correlates with that.
Who taught you how to speak Mandarin Chinese?
Well, I'm half Chinese, and my mom is from Fuzhou, China, which is right across from Taiwan. And so I basically learned from her ever since I was little, and I thank her very much every day for that.
Can you say thank you?
谢谢.
I love it. All right, well, we'll go down the panel here.
Alrighty. Well, for me, I feel like all the opportunities just sort of presented themselves. I've always been very active in my faith, and so just to do something through Catholicism was just sort of one of my passions, and it was very important to me to talk about that with other people in my school. But also for me, having a father who's from India, who is of a different religion than I am, it's important to me to maintain a high respect for other religions and just talk about them, because I think a lot of people in society today are just afraid to talk about religion because it's scary to disagree with other people. But I think that talking with other people about what they believe and accepting them for their differences and being able to have a normal conversation with a different person is so important. And so just realizing the importance of other people has led me to just volunteering in just a variety of ways.
And do you think that's because religion is the word that scares people, and we've gotten so ingrained in using that instead of theology?
Yes, I completely agree.
Yay! See? Even if you have a different religion, you can be theological,
yeah,
and agree that there's a greater good that we should all achieve,
yes,
okay? And world war, and just have peace. Your dad is a different religion than you.
Uh-huh.
How does that work in your home? How did you become Catholic then and,
yeah,
seek that out as a religion? And if I may ask, like, what is your dad then?
Yeah, my dad is a Sikh, so he's from India.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom is a Catholic with the Catholic side of the family. And so collectively, they decided to raise me as me and my sister as Catholics. And so it's funny, we call my dad sometimes the honorary Catholic because he comes to Mass with us on Sundays. But then we also get to go to his temple, too, sometimes and,
awesome,
enjoy that. So it's really interesting for me. It helps me grow in my faith and just my appreciation of other people and of not being so close-minded.
And it's your turn now, Armand. Please explain. I mean, you're the health guy.
Yes.
I mean, marathon, huh?
At first, it didn't start out with healthcare related, but in middle school, I was the ambassador. I showed all the kids around the school when they came, when they were new. I got involved in as many clubs as I could, and then from there, just took off, high school as well. Until I started helping the elderly in nursing homes with, I wrapped presents for them, and then I delivered them as well. Then I also volunteered at the United Kenosha Hospital recently,
mm-hmm,
and I thought that was a great experience for me, and that's definitely taken me to where I want to go now. So.
How did you get involved with volunteering there?
Are you talking at the hospital?
The actual hospital.
I actually took a gateway course, and that was one of the things that I had to do it. But I didn't do it because of that. I just love helping people in general, so that's how I.
Awesome.
That's one of the reasons why I took that course.
So because you're going to stay, Natalie, in high school, and you other folks are actually going off and embarking into the wonderful world of adultism. How'd you feel winning this award, and what will it do for you?
Well, for me, I felt like it was a great honor. For being young, it sort of gives me a little bit of confidence in myself that I can go to college, I can pay for it, it'll be okay, because college is a scary thing. But winning the award has just been such an honor that youth are recognized in the city, and that I, as a young person, can do things, and the adults realize that. So it's given me a lot of confidence to continue to do good for my community, despite the fact that I'm a young person.
Go on. Jump in whenever you want to.
I totally agree with Natalie. I feel that this award, not alone the scholarship, the Mayor's Youth Commission Award has definitely brung or showed the relevancy and kindness of the people of Kenosha that they have given the award to. So I'm definitely thankful for that.
For me, I would just like to thank the Mayor's Youth Commission because they're helping me pursue my further education. And I think it's just amazing that they're recognizing youth in the community who've done good work.
How did you come to pick the colleges that you're going to? And Natalie, before we got on the air, said, I've narrowed my list to 12. So how... graduates did you pick Carthage and Madison?
For me, it started off with the soccer camps that I attended when I was 10 years old or so. I got to see all the facilities and got to meet some of the staff as well. I really like Coach Doman. He asked me to play this year, but I decided not to focus on school and get involved in as many clubs as I could. But after the soccer camps, it kind of took off there. I attended the Friday Fun Nights at Carthage, and
For me, it was a little bit different. So I had in mind, I had 10 schools in mind at the beginning of my junior year, and they were all out-of-state schools except for Madison. And I decided to visit Madison again, and I completely just fell in love with the campus and how diverse and how many different people there were at Madison. I just loved it so much, and I knew it was for me.
And how do you get a list of 12?
Well, I just like everything. I don't mind going to school in a really big city or a really tiny microscopic town in North Dakota with nothing there. And size doesn't really matter to me. So I just look at all these schools and I look at all the great programs that so many schools offer. And wanting to pursue theater arts and political science, I need a good mix of music and strong academics. And that's so important to me. And so the 12 schools I have right now have a great balance between the two, and they have a lot of opportunities there. And so as of right now, those 12 are looking pretty good.
So when we talk about, our success, and we are very heavily focused, I would say, as a society on education, how has education, what does education mean to each of you, and how has it shaped you?
For me, education is basically like the foundation of youth, I would say. It just helps us grow as individuals and figure out what interests we want to pursue in life. So I think it's very important.
For me, education is the only cure to ignorance. And so when we live in ignorance, we're living in a false perception of reality. And so I think that education is fundamental to living in the truth, because we're not living in the truth. We're depriving ourselves of being fully alive human beings. And so to me, it's so important to learn and to grow so that I can be who I was meant to be and help others do the same.
And for me, education is going to school every day. It's just one of the things that I enjoy the most, there's not too many places where you can go and do something that you love. And considering we're going on to our secondary education, college, it even gets better. You get to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You get to focus and specialize.
It's interesting, I find it, that each of you said that education is learning as in, like, right now, and that it is the foundation of youth. I would agree, but it is also a life learning thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel, or what do you feel is going to be different stepping into college? Like, are you nervous? Do you have some sort of perspective already as to how college will be?
I am definitely nervous. But I feel that this is something that I want to go into, and when I have that drive, it's just, you can't break something like that.
Well, I still have a whole year to be nervous about college, so those are steadily increasing. But I'm excited for college because when you read a textbook, you see all these professors, and they write these fancy things that they've researched, and it's exciting to be in college to meet those people that have written those textbooks, who conduct that research, and to maybe do some of my own research. So really taking hold of learning and delving deeper into whatever subjects that we choose.
For me, I'm very excited to attend college because it's a whole new experience. My high school, Lakeview, only had 400 people, and Madison has, I think, 50,000
people. Yeah, it's a campus.
So it's a whole different experience, and there's so many clubs and organizations to join and so many different classes to pick from. I think it's just great.
On top of being very active within your schools and your communities, do any of you work?
I used to work at JCPenney for a year, yeah.
Who has pushed you guys to be who you are? Where are your influences coming from? Why does Armin, Natalie, and Malin choose to be active and not just, I go to school, I go to work, I hang out with my friends, whatevs, peace? Like, what has driven you to be these people?
My parents, I have to say, they have done so much for me, and I thank you very much for that. Like I said, it started in elementary school, and started with a garden club, actually, with Mrs. Becker, and planted flowers all around Whittier. And then I went to Lance and got involved in as many clubs as I could, and just took off. Smiles everywhere.
I think just learning by observing, watching different people live their lives. I mean, you can see some people who do so much. They put themselves into everything they do, whether it's grocery shopping and smiling at the person who does a little beep thing when, you know, you get your groceries in the bag, or if you just go and you're thanking the mayor for everything that he's done. Watching people put themselves into all these things and watching other people just sort of sit back and let life take them, and instead of them taking charge of their own lives, I think it forces each of us to make a decision for ourselves and to say, who do we want to be? Do we want to be people who are active and who want to make this world a better place? Or do we just want to sort of sit back and let other people do things for us and then complain about things when they go wrong? So for me, it's just all about taking charge of my own life and being responsible for myself and in this community and playing my part.
For me, it's definitely my parents and other role models I've had in my life. My parents both have very good work ethics. My dad's actually a teacher, so he's worked very hard to help his students grow as individuals. And my mom, actually, she came from China, as I previously mentioned. And she came from China with only 2 suitcases full of stuff and only a little bit of money in her pocket. And she's basically built an entire career for herself. She now has a really good job and a nice family to come home to.
So, you know, life is hard. and trying to balance all of, you know, school, work, and the pressure that comes with that, what would you say have been some hardships you've had to overcome, you know, because people want to know you're human too.
Well, Well, for me, I'm involved in theater at Bradford's great theater arts program. But sometimes when you're coming home from rehearsal and we have this thing called Tech Week, which is the week before we open, and that week strikes fear in the hearts of all performers. And so coming home sometimes at 9:30 at night and going, oh man, I've got a test tomorrow in psychology, yay, and I haven't studied at all. And just devoting that time, like, I gotta study for that. Oh, now I'm gonna go volunteer on Saturday, and I don't have time to study then, so I gotta do it now, and all these things, taking all the hard classes, which I'm sure you two can attest to. It can be a lot on your plate, but I think it's realizing that it's for my own good. I'm like, I love doing theater, I love learning, and so I'm gonna just push myself for one day, because tomorrow I'll wake up and everything will be fine, you know? I'll get over it, you know? I'll get extra sleep later. It's worth it.
Also the same, on the same page as Natalie over here. Just finding a balance between work, extracurriculars, volunteering, and schoolwork was really difficult for me. But definitely being organized helped a lot with like a planner, and just focusing on what's the most important.
Yes, you guys said it all already, but just staying busy in general is a good thing. You don't want to, you know, be sitting at home doing nothing. It's always good to have something to do, and helping other people is just one of the things that is best to do out there if you're, you know, you have some extra time.
Listeners, if you are just joining us, you are listening to Jess on Education Matters, and I am here interviewing Armin, Natalie, and Malin, three of the seven Mayor's Youth Commission Scholarship Award winners. We're sitting back and talking about how successful these young people are, and where we're going to get into where you think this is going to lead you. How, as young people, will you transition to adulthood? And what does that look like as far as continuing to mold and shape your community? With Armin and Malin, you're leaving to go to college, Malin, but you're staying in Kenosha.
Yes.
Malin, do you plan on returning, you think, back here, or are you going to, like, ride the wave and see where college takes you?
I would just like to see where college takes me. Basically, from my understanding, I would like to pursue a career with the United Nations. When I had that internship with UNIDO, which is United Nations Industrial Development Organization, basically what they do is they do projects around the world, mainly in third world countries, to help with education of youth and also helping better the communities, like building water wells. And so I just thought that was amazing, and I'd like to pursue that. And I see myself either being back in Kenosha, bettering my community, or maybe in a major city like New York or Chicago, working for the UN.
I was going to say Chicago is the nearest UN station there.
And for me, I'm going to be around Kenosha for a few more years. I'm definitely going to make it last, though. And I see myself becoming a registered nurse in a few years. And then I'm not sure where I'm going to move yet, but definitely be active in the community when I go there as well.
What are your parents all active in the community?
Yes, 100%. Yes.
And with that, how do you think transitioning from student to family is going to affect your engagement within the community? Where would you like to see your focus? Like, in 10 years, I'm going to be an adult with, you know, a nice, wonderful contributing member of society, paying taxes and owning a home and all that fun stuff. The American dream. Let's hope none of your kickstands get kicked out of you. But, you know, what do you think you'll get involved in? What would you like to do now if you could? What would you like to be involved in now if you could?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I could pick anything to be involved in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Something foreign, I think. I'd like to travel more and just do something that could help other people in a foreign country. Because, I mean, I'm really into helping people in our own communities, because we have our own set of crazy problems here. But also helping those who are in third world countries who don't have anything close to what we have now, which is something that I've never done before. So that would be something interesting and new for me to do.
I would like to join some organizations in college to help further my volunteerism. And I was definitely thinking of doing UNICEF, which helps children in third world countries. And then also I was hoping to join TED Talks. I don't know if you've ever heard of those. But basically TED Talks are inspirational speakers, and they speak at universities and other places about certain topics. And I really think that'd be an awesome thing to do.
Yes. I don't have any current organizations on the tip of my tongue right now, but I would like to stay active in the community and helping out at Boys and Girls Club. Places like those really make a difference in our community. And
Natalie, you touched on fixing the problems within our community. So great minds, we're gonna have a little conversation on what you think needs to be fixed within our community, and B, what do you think, now you're still in school, but you're nearing the end of your KUSD sort of career path. What do you think needs to be fixed within our educational system?
Well, for me, one thing that's really had a big impact on me is the grade point system. That's been very stressful for me, wanting to maintain my 4.0, but then weighted, it's like a 5.97 or something, or whatever it is. And so that's been very stressful for me, looking at my peers and competing with them and trying to underhandedly make my way to the top. That's been a huge thing for me, that I have to sort of combat my peers, where it's become more of a competitive space in the education system versus a collaborative space, which I think is important in moving forward in the future. And so that's something that I know that they are working on right now, changing the system to be more fair, honestly, because right now we're competing by like tenths of a decimal for the highest GPA to be valedictorian. And so they're changing that so that it's more inclusive, but at the same time, everybody's getting the amount of honor that they deserve for all of their hard work.
Mayland, Armin, anything? Sure. What would you fix?
For me, it's not so much in the school system, but just in society as a whole. I would want to fix racial issues. Being a biracial female in the U.S. Can be challenging sometimes, and I definitely like to bring to light the issues that are happening right now.
How would you do that?
I would say just educating others about how certain people feel in situations, and there can be sensitive topics that should not be brought up. I know there's certain things happening in the media and the news right now, and I just like to fix those things.
Do you think there's more of an overemphasis for one group than there is other groups, and that sometimes when we talk about race, ethnicity, and social structure, we kind of leave out almost a whole group of people when we focus on things as just black and white?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you like to elaborate?
Sure. Well, I am a multiracial female in the United States of America. And so I feel like I'm a bag of M&Ms who does not belong in a world that only has black and white M&Ms, because I've got Mexican roots and Indian and Ugandan and Polish. And so I feel like sometimes I'm underrepresented, as if, I mean, this is America. Everybody's of multiple races, whether we know it or not. I mean, this is the melting pot of the world. And so for me, I've always felt like it was hard for me to belong in a place, because, you know, there are certain groups, you know, like the Hispanics hang out at this table, the white kids hang out over here, and the white people hang out over here. But I feel like we should not be putting the emphasis on these things. I'm multiracial. I can fit in anywhere. And I feel like in society as a whole, the emphasis is put on, like, this is the black side, this is the white side. But we're all of mixed races, and we're all human beings at the end of the day. And so I think that
yes, if I would like, race by definition is a thing, a group of things. We're human. Our ethnicity is what makes us different.
Yeah.
Which just means you came from a different part of the world. Calm down. Right? So this still is going on in school today, hey?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're still very segregated, you would say. Do you think, because I'm sure that you hang out with quite a different crowd than we would say the general populace, you three, walking through the halls of your high school, do you feel that it has become a dumbed-down, separated sort of thing? And what can we do to fix that within our own school system? I'm asking tough questions, I know. But it has to come firsthand from you guys.
Yeah. And at Bradford, I feel like it is better at Bradford. I look around and I look and see a very diverse group of people. So I feel like the segregation is less there. I don't know about other schools in the city, but at Bradford, at least, we have such a diverse population. And I feel like that is one of the places in my school is where we do see the integration of a lot of different people. So it is better there. So despite all the things that I've experienced in my life and a variety of places, Bradford is one of those places where I feel like we are making a lot of progress.
And you went to Indian Trail. What would you say?
Yes, Indian Trail, we are quite diverse there as well. I feel that the teachers have definitely helped to simmer down the tension there as well.
Same with my school too. I went to Lakeview, and it's definitely it's on the smaller side of all the KUSD schools.
Mm-hmm.
But at our school, race was not really an issue at all. We didn't really have cliques at our school. Everybody just kind of hung out with everyone since our grade was so small. But I really appreciated that.
With the high schools, when I went to high school, and I know you guys are probably looking at me like, this woman talks like she's ancient. I'm not ancient, by the way. I'm not too far removed from high school. But I remember when Indian Trails was a separate school that you could elect to go to, and at Lakeview, the same thing. So how did you choose the high schools? Do you live in the district and went there, or did you select to go to the school that you went to?
Knowing that I wanted to pursue a career in healthcare, I went to Indian Trail for the academies, the Bioscience Academy, and they offered quite a bit more than just the regular curriculum did. Got to dissect a lot more stuff, sharks.
Like how big? Like how big of a shark? Like a fetal shark?
Yeah, I'd say a fetal shark. We learned the anatomies. We got to dissect a pig.
That's really cool.
All that stuff, yeah. The teachers were they helped out a lot. Mr. Fix, shout out to him. He really just pounded it into our heads and at the same time made it a great experience, something that we would remember.
Mm-hmm. For me, since I went to Lakeview, I actually started out at Christian Life School as a freshman, and I transferred in my sophomore year to Lakeview because I definitely saw that there was more AP classes and more honors courses that were offered, so I decided to transfer there. And going into high school, I originally wanted to be a pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
So Lakeview is definitely science and math based, so I pursued the biomedical track, which I really enjoyed. And so that kind of just helped open up options for me in a future career.
And for me, I went to Dimensions Learning Academy, which is a charter school. And so my family and I was looking at a lot of different schools in Kenosha High Schools, like Harborside Academy as another charter school to continue that education. But when I looked at Bradford, I just saw a very diverse group of people. I saw a very welcoming atmosphere. And so I wanted the bigger experience that was more reflective of life and the way people in a normal society are. And so Bradford was just great for me. I live close by, and so it ended up being a really great decision because I've had so many opportunities and great classes and great people. Just a really great community.
So even now, all of you have just attested, you've gotten to choose where you went to high school. Is this more or less beneficial? Do you think that as far as older teens are concerned, that there should be more of an emphasis on choice and selection as like a European model, kind of like marketing yourself for a job as opposed to I live in this district and I have to go to this school?
I totally agree. I think that it should be based on where you want to go, especially if that's if what they're holding is going to be specializing in that area. And you know, learning is always, you're always going to learn more when you're enjoying it, and if you're not enjoying it, it's just you're going to be shorted. So
yeah, I think it depends too, because when you grow up in a community where you go to a school with other people who live in your area, and you continue to go to school with people who live in your area, you build a really good sense of community. Mm-hmm. Like on the north side, I know that we see each other. We live close by. We go to each other's houses. We go to the same breakfast places sometimes. And so you build a sense of community when you go to school based on where you live. But I think also having the element of choice that we have here in Kenosha, like Lakeview or Harborside, you have a choice. Which I think helps people take charge of their education.
I would have to agree. I think it's great that KUSD also has choices for career paths. And I think it would also be great if they maybe had like a flexible like set of courses for people who are kind of undecided in their career path to explore like their passions.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to move into next. So, yay, congratulations, we're done with high school, we're almost done with high school, and we're planning college, and we have an idea of what we want to do. What is your future goal? What would be your ideal job? Yes, you've said nursing, okay. But like, all right.
My ultimate goal is to become a nurse anesthetist. It's like a anesthetist, and you're going to be putting out the patient before they go into surgery or...
Or giving you a spinal so you can have a C-section. Yeah?
Yes.
All right. So do you know how much education you have for that career path?
I'm going to have to get my master's degree, that's for sure. And I'm going to want to move on to getting my PhD as well. So,
was this information provided to you in high school, or did you have to seek it out yourself? Like, you did your own career planning.
I did my own career planning, yes.
Well, I'm all over the place. As you see, all the activities I do are reflective of me being all over the place and everything. So right now, my plan is to study political science and theater. But where that will take me, I'm unsure. Whether that's in public service or whether that's performing or writing my own pieces of art to perform and to share messages that I think are important. And potentially right now, I see myself... Maybe not within the next even 10 years, but past that, I do see myself pursuing religious life in the Catholic Church, which is something crazy. But that's where I found that I believe that I will end up in as my element of service and what I believe my vocation to be. But however soon I pursue that, I have absolutely no idea. And what I will be doing when I do that, absolutely no idea. But I'm confident in my uncertainty. And have a lot of faith that I'll end up where I need to be and doing what I need to do.
As I previously stated, I would definitely like to work for the United Nations. I can see myself as like a director of projects, like project management or something similar to that.
And again, was that provided to you while you were in high school, or did you do your own career planning?
I did my own career planning.
So... Armin and Malin, you did your own career planning. What did that look like? How did you come to choose and pick these things and know what they are?
Basically, just like researching online, talking to people who have connections with like careers that I would like to go into was also helpful. Or just like my mom's friends who have been mostly like participating in the United Nations was really helpful too, just learning about their experiences and basically what they do for their job.
Yeah, for the most part, I did the same as Malin. I talked to people who already have the job or some jobs similar, and yeah, I went from there.
I want to thank all three of you for coming and joining me on my show today. Again, this is Jess with Education Matters on 91.1 WGTD HD. Thank you, Mayor's Youth Commission winners. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, and we wish you best in your future endeavors.
Thank you so much for having us.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archive programs are available on our website, WGTD.org, and you're invited to continue the discussion on the Education Matters Facebook page. Support comes from Kenosha Harbor Market, featuring Twin Gardens Farm, offering Mirai sweet corn, tomatoes, melons, cucumbers, and more. Coming up soon, fall produce such as broccoli and fall squash. The market is open Saturdays on and along 2nd Avenue and Plaza DeWay from 9 until 2.
Supporting WGTD is the Bristol Renaissance Fair, featuring an open